lady, oh lady, I know that hard work gets cold and cold.
Now listen, my children, and you shall hear a story fantastic, a story so queer. It's all about Santa and his helpers three. There's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Now Hard Rock the driver up there by his sleigh. Coco is mad and he shows him the way. Though old Santa really has no need for Joe, but take him 'cause he loves him so. Oh, your lady, oh lady, I hate.
This, of course, a Chicago fixture for years and years and years on Garfield, Goose and Friends. It's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe. Dave Plyer is here to tell us a little bit about Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, and its companion, Susie Snowflake. Hi, Dave.
And Frosty the Snowman.
They were
Frosty. Frosty the Snowman, too.
She was a couple.
They were dating.
She
dated Hard Rock for a while, Coco for a long time.
Joe, never Joe.
No,
he was angry.
Yep.
Yep. It does bring back memories when you hear that. And do you want to hear my impression of Garfield Goose?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
I can't do it now.
You got to cup it.
Yeah, you got to cup your hand.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty good.
That's all it does.
Good. Roy Brown.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
It was Roy Brown doing
Cookie,
the puppeteering.
Cookie the Clown.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can out-trivialize each other, and I will be amazed
he
with the
created
listeners.
Most of the other characters, I think. Robert Rabbit and all those other ones, too.
Yeah, Beauregard Hound.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
Yeah. And Christmas Goose. Just a wig. It was just a wig. Don't be fooled.
Well, Mama Goose was Garfield with a wig on.
Yes, that's true.
Lovely blonde curls, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty
that's
exciting.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. And this year's the 60th anniversary of Hard Rock, Coco and Joe. This Sunday, actually. December 18th.
Is it really?
So that's when it premiered. Because, you know, Garfield Goose actually premiered on WBBM back in the early 50s. It wasn't on WGN right away. It was WBBM, and then it moved in 1955 to WGN, where it was till I think 76. And all those years, they played all of these shorts. So even though they were produced in the early 1950s, it was 60 years ago this weekend that it premiered. And it's been a tradition, not only on that show, but then it was on Bozo Circus, and then it was on WGN Morning News, and I remember this going on there, you know, 15 years ago talking about this, that they would call in after Bozo was canceled and be like, you are playing these on Christmas
we
Eve, right?
See
here.
It.
Right, and they play that, and then it's on Bozo, Garden Raid, WGN TV Classics.
Other than Chicago, they obviously didn't make these just for the Chicago market, so in other cities, were they being shown on kids' television shows in the morning?
It was. There's a television station. There's only one that I could find that is like WGN that still play it also. There's a Philadelphia, I think a CBS affiliate, that still plays it every year, and some of those versions, because there's a couple different versions of that are on YouTube, but there was one other town that loves it as much as we do, and that's Philly. Yeah,
I thought it was just us.
Uh-uh.
I thought we were the lucky ones.
No.
The company that made it, Centaur Productions.
Yeah. So this was a guy by the name of Wa-Ming Chang, who was a sculptor at Walt Disney, who created like the sculpture for Pinocchio, for the Pinocchio movie, and then George Pal, who was a Academy Award winning
Time Machine
producer. Yeah. That's right.
He did the Time Machine.
Yep. And it was stop motion animation, so it's kind of like a precursor to all that Rankin and Bass, Rudolph, and all that stuff that we grew up watching.
Yeah,
that was the very early stages of all that.
Anybody who's ever seen it knows that the Santa Claus version that you see in Hard Rock, Coco and Joe has a very Asian looking looking features.
Yeah,
was there a reason behind that?
Well, it was produced. I don't think it was produced in China. I think it was produced here, but Wa-Ming Chang was the producer, so that might be. And Steve, just so you know, Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, all three are dead.
They're all gone.
I just want to let
them
know.
They're only going to die
once.
All right, can we play Susie Snowflake too? Because it's a big, dilemma. I don't know which I like better. So, Kevin, let me know when you're ready to roll with Susie Snowflake.
Okay.
Make a snowman, I'll help you make one. two, three. If you want to take a sleigh ride, the ride's on me.
Dave, do we know, is it the same singers on Susie Snowflake as they used for
no.
Hard Rock Cocoa and Joe?
It sounds like it, though.
Very similar style.
No, and I want to be careful because one of these will be my trivia question because we've got a couple DVDs to give away. But it was the Norman Luboff Choir, which was a backup group for Frank Sinatra and Harry Belafonte.
Wow.
So it's a Norman Luboff Choir. And then Susie's voice was sung by Norma Zimmer.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Glenda the Good Witch.
Yeah,
me.
Very similar.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But she was a voice for, she was in Disney's Alice in Wonderland. She played in that and a lot of Disney films as well. But she was actually a singer, actress as well, and used to appear, and that will be, you know, I know we've got a few minutes for that, but Norma was also on another show and really well known for that, and that'll be a our trivia question.
I believe I know the answer to that.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Now those are the only two that are really the stop motion animation, because then there was the Frosty the Snowman as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that
more
one was
traditional
done, yeah more traditional
cell
animation, but still same company, and it was UPA Productions who produced that, and that was it was a little rough, like it was a cheap way of producing cartoons, but that, like, if you remember Mr. Magoo, it was a lot of, like, quick moves and so forth. Gerald McBoing-Boing, I think it was with, and all the Dick Tracy cartoons were done by UPA Animation. So that one was done for Frosty the Snowman as well.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory when they would show these in the morning on Garfield Goose. You only got one a day, right? They didn't show you more than one a day. You either got Susie Snowflake, or you got Hard Rock Cocoa Joe, or
around
Frosty,
the season, exactly.
And they would kind of alternate them.
And do you remember what they would show it on?
Television.
Good answer, Bill. You are the king of trivia.
Well, when they would show cartoons, what would they show on Garfield?
Oh, that little screen.
The little theater screen.
Yeah, the little theater screen.
Yeah.
The little screen theater. I can't remember what it is. Jim Engle always knows the answer to that question. But the other cartoons around there were Clutch Cargo.
Yeah.
And Diver.
Diver Dan.
That's what you're thinking of, right? No.
Well, Diver Dan was on with Ray Rayner.
And then Garfield
Goose would run these Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. And the Funny Company.
Yeah.
The Funny Company.
You can join for free, and Kids of Every Neighborhood Belong.
My God, you are bringing us back to our childhood when Christmas
classic
used to be
stuff,
fun
right?
and not a hassle.
Yeah. It's a little hassly right now, isn't it?
All right. People want to chime in. We're at 312-981-7200 if you have any questions or comments. We're talking Hard Rock Cocoa and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman with Dave Plyer, and you're going to give away some DVDs.
Yeah, we've got a couple DVDs to give away, so we'll give away the first one. So who was Norma Zimmer? So that was Susie Snowflake's voice, but what was her claim to fame? What made her famous in the 60s, 70s, and 80s on what show? 312-981-7200.
Good. Give us a call right now. We'll be back and talk more next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Frosty. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe
and a button nose
and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say.
This was the first animated version of Frosty the Snowman.
That's
we got
right.
one later with Jackie Vernon where he kept saying, "Happy birthday," for
with
reasons
the, with the
that
weirdest
nobody
story
knows.
On the planet.
Very strange. Very, very, very strange.
Yeah. You asked a question, a trivia question.
Yeah, so Norma Zimmer was the voice of Susie Snowflake, but she also had her claim to fame in the 60s, 70s, and 80s as a popular figure on one of the big variety show that aired actually on Channel 9.
Jim thinks he has the answer. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you, Wendy?
Good. You have the answer to this one?
Yes, she was the champagne music lady on the Lawrence Welk show.
Ooh, very good.
Very nice. I can't Wendy. Pop very loudly.
Oh, you did it nicely. Yeah. That was very
congratulations,
nice.
Congratulations, Jim. What has he won?
Oh, he's won a Hard Rock Cocoa and Joe. So it's a digitally remastered DVD that's got Hard Rock Cocoa and Joe, Susie, Frosty, and also has Peter Cottontail, which used to air early on in the days of Garfield Goose. But it's digitally remastered. And if you want to get a copy, you can get them at museum.tv.
Perfect. Hang on, Jim, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Likewise.
Dave, thanks. I will say something that will sound ridiculous, but that's what I do for a living. I know you say these are digitally remastered, but part of the charm of them is seeing all the little crackles and you know, while
okay,
it's running.
Good question. So when we did that like 7 years ago, the gentleman I worked with wanted to take out all the lines that like held Susie Snowflake. And we started that way. And he said, look what I did. And I'm like, no.
It ruins it.
No, we'll take out the little pops and some of the crackles because it's really, really clear. But we left all the lines and everything. And my daughter said to me years ago when I first showed it to her, I said, look, you know, we digitally remastered them. We fixed them. She goes, you didn't fix them. They're still in black and white. You know? But they're classics, you know.
I like the word in Hard Rock Coco and Joe. There's a line where they go,
yeah,
it's Coco with Snowball and Joe.
Yes.
That's my favorite part.
We left that in.
I love that part.
Yeah, we left that in.
Why do you think these are so magical? What is it about these that for anybody who grew up in Chicago for years and years and years, we just remember them so fondly?
It was tradition. Wendy said, you know, it brings you back to childhood. So when you think about, you know, anytime you mention even the Clutch Cargos or Diver Den, anything, it brings you back to childhood. And we all kind of, I think about this all the time, that it was the one time in our lives because of all the media that we can, you know, through social media and Facebook and Snapchat and YouTube and Netflix and everything else, there's not a lot of shared experiences anymore. And that's something when we only had 4 or 5 television channels that we could all sit down and watch at the same time.
Right.
So it's something we all have in common to watch. And it was a holiday tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love them.
We have time for one call, Bill. You pick it.
Oh, boy.
It's 75. Caller 75.
Do caller three, because this is kind of the same, but a little bit different.
Oh, hi, Duke. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. My question is, the TV member, Teddy O'Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, can I get a copy of that?
I can get you. We've got another copy of Hard Rock Coco and Joe I can get you, but I think we still have them in stock. Those go pretty quickly at museum.tv. But I have with me another Hard Rock Coco and Joe if you want them.
How about that?
Well, it's fine. Yes. Yes.
He wants Cinnamon Bear, Dave. Give him Cinnamon Bear.
Cinnamon Bear. How it can I not
remember
that?
It was a cereal that aired in the 40s and the 50s and so forth. Let me see what I could do for you. Give Kevin your information, and I'll see if I can track a copy down for you. How's that?
Oh, that is wonderful.
Cool.
Hang on, Duke. Merry Christmas.
Do you have Manix that you can give him, Dave? What do you
I have?
I have
all of those.
I only have Manix season 4.
That's when things got good.
Yeah.
All right, but Cinnamon Bear, like you said, a radio serial, ran in the 40s, very, very popular.
It was also, they also put it to video, and I think like ABC like animated a bear also for that as well.
They did.
But yeah.
Nothing to do with Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I don't think it did.
Not all right. Back
then, I don't remember Cinnamon Bear.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Always fun to talk to you, Dave. And
pleasure.
You're going to be
Thank
on the
you.
WGN Airways quite often in the next few weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm doing my show this weekend, the opening bell, and then our little holiday Christmas specials that air on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So
Perfect.
My family's coming in. We're going to do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the way it should be. Thanks,
Happy
Dave.
Holidays.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's Dave Plyer. Stick around. We'll find out what Rona and I have next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.